Hi, Jesus. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was on the other line a moment ago. I'm sorry.
This is his son. One second. Let me pass you to my dad.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Tina, good afternoon.
Hi, Jesus. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm good. I was just telling your son I was on the other line a moment ago, so I'm sorry I wasn't able to take the call, but I just got off.
Answer, he say that, and that'd be okay.
Yep. Okay, what can I do for you?
I'm receiving a couple emails from you guys, and I don't receive nothing in the mail yet.
Okay. Let me double check here. I know I have a note that I sent it out on the 29th. Let me double check. Because when you and I talked...
It was on
the 26th. The 26th. Okay. So it should be coming any day now, because when Google sends that, they say 5 to 10 business days. So let's see. So this is only the second business day, because the 26th was Friday. 3, 4, 5. So I would imagine it'll be there maybe by this Friday. But if not, no later than next week, Friday. Because remember, Monday's Labor Day, so it's a short week, and there's no mail on Monday either, you know?
Yeah. And I just checking the emails, but all they send it is a place where we can sign it in with a passcode and all that, and we don't have anything like that. I don't remember that account.
Oh, so you were trying to add us as a manager to the page again, but you forgot the login?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting, because Mohammed from our tech department put a note on your account that you added us as a Google Business Page Manager on August 29th. So I wonder if maybe you tried to get in and you thought it didn't go through, and it did, because it says here that that was completed. So what I'm going to do is I'll send a message over to that team and just make sure that that portion of it's been completed, okay?
Yeah, because somebody put in a picture yesterday, and well, we don't know who did it, because we cannot get into that place.
Yeah, I think we did it, because he put a note on here that we were added as a manager to that page on August 29th, which was just a few days ago. So I think that was probably us, but I'll check with the department and just make sure that it was us, okay? And then I'll ask Mohammed if there's a way that you forgot the username and password, if he could help me retrieve it so that we could get it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're going to want to have that, of course, right?
Yep,
okay. Yeah. All right, so I'm going to double check with him, and then someone will be getting back with you. So thank you for letting me know. And was there anything else that I could help you with right now?
Nothing, I think that's it for now, unless you want to explain something to my son.
Oh, I can explain something to your son. What was it that he was wondering about?
Well, everything needs to be when the PIN came from Google. You can explain to him how we're going to do it.
So when that PIN comes, we might not need it if Mohammed already had you add us as a manager, and if that listing's already published. So that might have been superseded by whatever he did on the 29th. That's why, because typically what happens, Jesus, is Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page is to have an address. So that's why Google sends the PIN code, and then you get it back to us and we submit it. And then they trust you and they say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish him. But since that listing is already verified, I think that Muhammad already bypassed that requirement for you.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, how are we going to do it to be in, at least on the first page? Because I noticed my other son, three service near me and Watsonville. Watsonville is putting in Salinas and, I think, Pebble Beach. And we are on the 20 place.
Okay.
So nobody going to see us on that area. And we noticed Pacific Landscaping and Tree Service, he's on the number one right now. I don't think I want to be on his place, but at least on the first page.
Okay, and that is for what city, you said?
Well, he put in Marina. We are on the page that I want, on the first page.
Yes, yes.
Like on the 3-4 place.
Mm-hmm.
But he put in Watsonville, and we are like on the 20 place.
In Watsonville. How far away is Watsonville from Marina in miles, if you had to guess?
Miles is like... less than 20.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think if we get on the first page over here, Salinas, Monterrey, Pebble Beach, and all these areas, whatever is around here.
Okay, so I want to explain something to you. The program that you have is for the local map optimization on Google, which means it's tied into your Marina address. That doesn't mean that you'll only be found on the first page in Marina, because we are the best of the best in the industry. So we're giving you the most dominant internet presence locally, so that let's say someone's in a surrounding area and they type in tree service, and because we've given you the strongest, most dominant internet presence locally, you can still rank on the first page of their search results. So it works like a net where you start where you're logistically located, but eventually you can spiderweb out into the surrounding areas based on the relevancy, okay? However, 20 miles out usually is too far of a reach. Usually if you want to be found on the first page 20 miles away, sometimes that requires that you do some Google pay-per-click ads. So have you ever done the Google paid ads before?
No, I don't think so, Tina.
Okay. So what those are is when you do a search, you'll always see a couple of companies at the very top that say ad next to them, okay? So you could, in essence, you know, spend an extra $100 a month. So rather than you paying $199 monthly, you'd be paying $299 monthly. But what we would do is we would take that extra $100 and send it directly to Google, and we would say, set a 30-mile radius for this client. So what happens is each morning your ads will go up in all those designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything out of your budget for it. But once people start clicking on it and you exceed your daily budget, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And that's a good thing. That's to prevent you from getting an unexpected bill. That would never happen because we put a cap on it. So that might be something that you want to consider. You know, you don't have to do that right away, but maybe down the road, if you see that, you know, you want to get better placement in some of those places that are a little bit far away from you, you could always try to do a couple of batches of Google ads here and there. I think it would help you tremendously.
Well, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so... let me ask also, I'm asking Muhammad to get the username and password, and also will he still need the PIN verification. He'll get back to me on this. I just sent a note to him. And then you want to add the extra $100 right now?
When I need to pay that.
So your billing is on the 29th of each month, okay? So if you wanted to add the $100 now, you could do that. And then next month, rather than paying $199, you would pay $299. So you don't have to pay $299 right now because your $199 payment just went through a few days ago, right? So you could just pay the extra $100 right now, and then on September 29th, you'd pay $299. Does that sound okay to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then you want to set it at like a 30-mile radius, right?
Is the max that reach?
You can set it as far as you want, but I want to let you know that with $100 worth of Google Ads, we'll set a daily cap for you at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting that unexpected bill. So if you set, say, you know, you say, I want to go 50 miles out, Tina, or I want to go 100 miles out, you can go as far as you want. But what will happen is your ads will go up in the morning at 6 o'clock, for example, and maybe by 6:05 you're already rotated off because you're in such a large area, you already had your 3 clicks for the day. So that's why I always like it if rather than even setting a radius, like you said, oh, I want Salina, I want Monterey, you know, you give me maybe four or five targeted areas, Pebble Beach, Watsonville, and that way that $100 budget will last longer. You'll get more bang for your buck rather than being clicked on in areas that maybe are not desirable for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, the 30 miles is more than enough.
It's more than enough. Okay. Yeah, and you can grow it. A lot of people start with $100 and they do so well that they say, hey, I want to put on, you know, $300 next month or $500. So, you know, start getting on the dashboard with your son and track the results that you'll see. And based on that, you can always adjust the budget down the road, okay?
Okay. Yeah. For right
so
now,
you want me to use?
Yes, the 30 months.
But do you want me to use the same credit card we have on file to charge the extra $100?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me get that for you, and then I can let the technicians know to set up that ad campaign today, which is great. And those will launch within 1 to 3 business days. So let's just get that going for you. Today is the 30th.
A picture when I edit.
You have extra pictures?
Yeah, we have some pictures. Maybe we can put it in there.
Yeah, please. Have you been on your dashboard at all?
No.
Okay. So you can upload pictures through your dashboard. If you have a moment, I can show you how to do it right now. If it's easier, you could also send photos to photos@localsplash.com. So whatever is easier. I like doing it through the dashboard because it's a little bit interactive. You can arrange them and see the order that they'll appear and whatnot. But if you want to, you can also email them to us.
Okay. Let me pass the phone to my son.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. So do you want me to show you how to go on the dashboard and upload those photos real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. So if you would go to my.localsplash.com.
Let's see. My.localsplash.com. Yep.
That's going to take you to a page that says username and password.
Yep.
So the username is your dad, it's the beginning of his email, Jesus Olvera 35. And that's all lowercase, all one word. And then let me see what the password is.
Okay.
The password is also all lowercase, all one word, and it's the local. So just THELOCAL, no space in between. And then once you hit enter, it might take you to a page that says local/terms of experience. If it does, just scroll all the way to the bottom and plug his name in. Put in Jesus Olvera, and there's going to be a little box that you have to check to show that he's authorized on this account. And then once you hit confirm signature, it will take you to the page that says local/advanced reporting.
Okay, I think I'm in, yeah.
Okay, so if you go to the top, do you see those tabs up there where it says, let's see here, it says home, leads, website, listings. Do you see all those tabs right at the top?
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the very last one that says business info.
Yep.
So if you click on that, it will take you to a page where you can make edits from your end. So if you scroll through this page, anywhere that you hover over with your mouse and you see a little icon, a little pen icon coming up at the right, you can put in a revision and it would be sent directly to our technicians and updated within 1 to 3 business days. So, for instance, if you go all the way to the bottom of this page, this is where you can change the logo, the cover photo. Under business photos, it says click here to add photos. And once you upload your new photos, you can even rearrange them to appear exactly as how you'd like them to show on your website.
Nice.
Yeah, so like I said, I told your dad he can email pictures, but this is the best way to do it.
And all this is from the camera roll.
From the web?
Yeah, camera roll. From my phone.
Yes, you can go into your camera roll, absolutely, and you can upload it directly to the dashboard here.
Yeah, it seems easy.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. So, start playing around with it and do some updates on your end. If you have any other questions, you can call us. But what I'm going to do is, get those ads running for you. That way you'll see some good results in those surrounding areas too, okay?
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. What's your name again? I'm sorry. My name's Tina.
Tina, my name's Jose.
Jose, okay, I'll put a note on here that you're Jesus' son and you're authorized on the account. That way, if you have any questions, you could always call back, okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much.
All right. You're welcome. Have a nice rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.